Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Eric Johansson. That's Nathan Fox, the founder of LSATdemon.com and the weekly podcast Thinking LSAT. We get an email here from Anna.
So Anna was scoring in the 170s on practice tests, but scored a 168 on the January LSAT. She says, I'm worried I ran out of steam because I've been doing mostly three-section practice tests. I started that approach after listening to an episode of your podcast where I heard permission to take three-section tests, not just four-section ones. How can I build up the stamina? I'm signed up for February's test, and I am resigned to taking April and June if needed. Thanks, Anna. I have thoughts, but Eric, I will let you take first crack at this one.
Yeah, my gut reaction is to say that if you're scoring in the 170s on your PTs, I don't think stamina is your issue. I think mostly stamina is an issue for those who struggle with the test. And if you're scoring the 170s, it's not so much a struggle for you anymore. I think there might be something to having never done a four-section test before you take the official LSAT. And if that's just something new on test day, maybe you can let that get to you. But I wouldn't call that a stamina issue. And I don't think there's anything else to do to build up stamina. Do you?
I don't. And I've said this a lot on the podcasts. I think that if you're good at the 35-minute sections, then you should be able to do multiple 35-minute sections in a row without it being too taxing. It's not an endurance test. You're just solving one question after the next. And it's like, well, I'm sitting in a climate controlled environment, you know, in a chair that I selected for myself probably. And I'm comfortable. I should be in a comfortable place, just kind of working through some paperwork. And I just don't think it's the kind of thing where stamina should really be an issue. If it sounds more like it's in Anna's head at this point, and yeah. It is human nature, you know, when you underperform, you immediately start looking for reasons why you underperformed. And so it's great that you're noticed, you know, there is a difference, and you're latching on, though, I think, Anna, to that one difference that you've noticed, and you're saying, oh, well, it's a stamina issue, instead of maybe, you know, think through all the other things that it might be beside that. So did you do anything differently on the day of your test? Did you maybe try to rush a little bit, you know, striving for that 180 that you think you might be capable of? Or did you super slow down and triple check everything and try to talk yourself into wrong answers for the same reason? Because you know, today's the day, I'm going to try to get a 180. I think Anna did something different on her official test from what she does on all of her practice tests. And I don't think that it has anything to do with stamina.
If
it was a stamina issue, it should only affect you on the fourth section, I guess, because you've been doing three-section tests and scoring in the 170s. Yeah. So how does that additional fourth section, it should not bother your first three sections?
Yeah, unless Anna thinks that, well, it was on the fourth section that I felt like I was getting tired. But the counter to that is, time and again, we see students not really have a good idea of whether they scored well or not on the official test. So you might retroactively think, oh, it was the fourth section where I struggled, when really it wasn't. So yeah, it's hard to say. I tend to agree with you. Do you think there's anything to at least getting one four-section PT in before your official test, just so it doesn't feel like a new thing on test day?
I'm not saying not to do it. It's just not the kind of thing that I would like emphasize that every student, you know, it's really critically important that you do practice four-section tests. I would never say that to anybody, because I've seen so many students who never even took a full length test at all. Like, there are students who only prep doing timed sections. And if you just prepped with timed sections one a day and you got really good at doing those timed sections, I have no doubt that you could sit there for 2.5 hours and do a few of those sections in a row, if you're good at the sections in the first place, which I think Anna is. The other thing that we haven't discussed here is the huge potential role of simple luck. Here we're talking about bad luck, but sometimes people outperform on their official test and sometimes people underperform on their official test. And so when people underperform, you know, and it could just be totally, totally random. Like, your guesses that day were really unlucky. If you, assuming you guessed on a few at the end of the sections, which you should be if you're only in the one set, you know, round 170, unless you're hammering like 179 after 179 after 179, you really probably shouldn't be worrying about finishing the section. So there's a few guesses in there. Maybe you got really unlucky on your guesses. Yep. Maybe you got really unlucky on some of your questions that you felt like were a 50-50. You shouldn't have very many 50-50s on the test, right? Because if you narrow it down to two, you should be able to solve it down to one from there. But sometimes there's just something there that you're not really understanding quite. And you're like, well, okay, I know it can't be these three shitty answers. It's got to be one of these two. And I think it's this one. So I'm going to pick that one. But you know what? Sometimes it was the other one. And like a few of those coin flips, if they go your way, then you look, wow, holy shit, 178. But then if a few of those coin flips go against you, then all of a sudden it's a 168. And the good news, of course, is that schools really only care about your highest score. Anna is signed up for the February test, which is awesome. And she says she's resigned to taking April and June if needed. You know, okay, great. But just plan on taking April and June, and eventually you'll get one of those results that's in the 170s. As long as you figure out how to treat each one of these official tests as if it were just another practice test.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Agreed. Doing some four section tests helps Anna. You know, at this point, it seems like it might be in her head.
Yeah, I agree. I think the other reasons that you've mentioned for why this score was lower are likelier than any kind of stamina issue. I say this a lot, but the weekend before my first official test, I scored a 167 on a practice test, which was the first time I had seen the 160s in months. And it wasn't because of stamina, it was because of something else. So
yeah,
there's random variation. You have off days.
Exactly. Well, yeah, totally. Right. You're allowed also, you have good days and bad, and it can just be a biochemistry thing. We don't know why we feel the way we do some days, you know, and take your, whatever your sport is. I mean, some days you can lift more than other days. Some days you can run faster than other days. Some days my golf swing is more reliable than it is on other days. And I have no clue why. It's just shit happens.
Yeah.
So fortunately for you, Anna, you're playing the long game. And if you, you know, take February, don't treat it like it's anything special. Plan on taking it in April. Then if you knock it out of the park on February, cool. You can just forget about April. But if you end up taking it in April, then you should plan on taking it in June. And just again, like, consider February a practice test for April. Consider April a practice test for June. Eventually, you know, your practice test record is really good, Anna. So if you just kind of keep playing your game, you should expect to see one of those 170 somethings pop up on an official test, hopefully sooner rather than later.
Agreed.
Any last words for Anna?
No, just keep it up. You got this. You're doing well. You'll see that great score come through on an official test.
Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.